88.9 The Cube, Sylvia Bullard with Roy Patterson, who's taking the first step in the process of running for council, and he is currently collecting signatures. And he dropped by the 88.9 Cube studio, and we decided to have a little talk with him. How are you, Mr. Patterson? We're really happy to meet you today.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here. Happy to have dropped in.
So you're out gathering signatures, and this is the first step, as I said, in the process of running for mayor.
That is right. I went to the elections office, and they told me that over the next 24 hours, I had to collect 200 signatures of people that live in the Sherbrooke area in order to qualify to run. And so I'm at the beginning of that process. I've gotten my first 25.
So we sort of have a scoop here on another candidate running for mayor. So that's pretty good.
You do.
Okay, so what made you decide to run for mayor?
There was somebody in downtown that said they were going to run for their local area. I started brainstorming with them ways that they could, you know, their platform and what they could do and how they could do it. And then he said that he had another friend who's running in a different area. And we said, geez, it wouldn't be much harder to plan two people's campaign than one. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, I started thinking, that's true. It wouldn't be that much harder to plan three people's campaign than two. And so I started to investigate here in Lenoxville. And so I spoke with David Price first to find out, you know, what he thought of the, you know, the situation and what was needed, and just to see whether I thought it was something I wanted to do.
Right.
And that went well. And then I spoke with Bill Smith, who was leaving his office.
Mm-hmm.
And then I spoke with Claude, who is running in Uplands
Claude
area.
Claude Charron.
Yeah, Claude Charron. And they sort of described to me what, you know, what their objectives were and what their priorities were. And I agreed with all of those, which were primarily to keep the councils, you know, keep the boroughs in place so that they're not all amalgamated more than they are now, to keep the services within the councils, and keeping Lenoxville bilingual, you know, keeping that status. And so I agreed with all that, and I thought I'd be in for that. And then they said that there was a lady running in this area already, Linda Boulanger.
Right.
And so I decided if I'm going to run here, I decided to call her and sort of say I was thinking of running, but I wanted to talk to her first. And it turns out that she believes in everything those guys believe in. And there was, you know, she was going to be a great candidate. And I didn't see any logic in running against her.
Right.
And then I realized that if you want to make a difference, why not go right for the mayor's job?
Right. Good.
It's no harder to run for mayor than it is for that. And the same things that I believe in on a local level, I believe in on a city level. So I decided that it might as well.
So have you had some time to consider some of the changes that you would like to make as a mayor?
Well, this is a very good point. And no.
Okay.
But I think my position is that I'm actually running more on the idea of direct democracy. You know, the idea of voting for your elected officials once every 4 years and then them making all the decisions after that doesn't resonate with me. It just doesn't. I don't feel it works for our society anymore. And I'm more in favor of a direct democracy environment where the elected officials, or myself, and if I'm lucky enough to win, is more there to implement the decisions of the population as opposed to making the decisions. And there's issues around that. You know, how do you make sure people are informed? How do you make sure that, you know, the minorities are not disadvantaged? I mean, there are issues around that, and a lot of these have been addressed in countries that they've adopted more direct democracy environments.
Right.
So because that's my primary objective, the things I want to change aren't that relevant because I'm gonna aim for what the population decides is what they want. And I think that with the danger of direct democracy, one of them is that it's an unknown, and we don't know how well it's going to work, and how could it backfire? And I think in this environment, it could be very good to test because the mayor himself is just one of 20 votes,
right.
And so I might. Be voting on behalf of what the people tell me they want me to vote for. But if there's 19 other councillors that are voting a different way for whatever reason, they're going to win. But
that's
the people will have been heard.
Right.
And that's my goal.
Might we ask you what your background is?
I'm a salesman.
Oh, okay. And are you from the townships area?
I'm from Montreal, originally. I was born in Montreal, lived there until I was 12 in the South Shore. Then we moved out west, Calgary, Edmonton, Toronto. Mm-hmm. And then from the age of mid-20s to late 30s or even early 40s, I was in New Zealand.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I've been away for about 20 years and mm-hmm. just really come back.
So do you live in the Sherbrooke area?
Yeah, I live just up the road on Speed Street in Lennoxville.
Okay, in Lennoxville.
And currently working at an IT company in Sherbrooke. But sales management has been my background.
Well, we really appreciate the time that you've taken to speak with us today. And we know that you've got to get out there and get some more signatures, so I won't keep you any longer. But good luck.
Thank you so much.